Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Wednesday afternoon, looking pretty good out there. A lot of sunshine today. Yeah, you still have time to go out there and cut the grass, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they would hear that. There's a piece of a honey-do list for
you. Yeah, there's something you can do. Maybe not something you want to, but there's something there.
Okay, listen, we were talking about, Austin, on the program Tuesday, that early morning fog would be this morning. Are we going to have a fog situation tomorrow morning?
Let's see. Not from what I can see. If it is fog tomorrow morning, it's going to be minimal.
Okay, Wednesday through Friday looking pretty good. Saturday, he's kind of on the iffy side.
Saturday.
Green flags fly on Pensacola. I just want to kind of emphasize that one.
Yeah.
It's not a pretty day, Saturday. But hey, we still have 2 days to wish it away. So get busy.
Yeah. Get busy wishing.
Okay, golly, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories.
Here's today's top three stories.
You betcha. There's a scam circulating in the city of Pensacola. If someone wants to, come to your door claiming to work for the city and ask for a donation, that's where the operative word is, ask for a donation. Don't do it. It is a scam. Mayor Reeves confirms the city has received numerous reports of people going door-to-door soliciting. It's important to know that city staff never will be asking for money at any time whatsoever. So don't think that's a real thing. There is a way, a surefire method to get this rectified. Here's what you do to find out if it's legit. Just ask the person to see a city solicitation permit. That'll shut them up. They'll walk away and you can live your life alone.
They go dead silent and just waddle off.
Absolutely. Okay, roadblocks continue to plague the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial Project. And now, Mayor Reeves on Tuesday has suggested moving that site to a more cost-effective location in the Veterans Memorial Park. Reeves says relocating the memorial site may meet specific requirements to allow the use of tourism tax dollars. And if that isn't enough, apparently Escambia commissioners are backtracking on its $2 million pledge to help the city of Pensacola in the demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus over Marina Street. Commissioners met Tuesday to discuss their pledge and inability to honor their agreement. Commissioner Stephen Berry says the county no longer has $2 million in the general fund actually to spare and give to the city.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. Looking worse than usual, actually. That's going to be if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest and eastbound on 9 Mile. As for 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound, we got some problems if you're heading towards Palafox Street. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. And then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. That one's been giving us trouble for a while, and it was worsened by an accident report that we had earlier this afternoon. As for the weather, we are sitting at around 80 degrees. It's going to be a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 78 and a low of 61.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, before we jump into the state arena here, I just wanted to give you an update, especially if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Mortgage rates a little bit higher this afternoon, still below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.80%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.21%. A Florida city does a 180 and agrees to support ICE migrant deportation. Gary Baumgarten has more.
Fort Myers had balked at assisting ICE agents in the city, but Governor Ron DeSantis had threatened to suspend city officials who refused. And the state attorney general had launched an investigation into city council members who had voted against the agreement. Local cops will now receive training on how to assist in deportations. The state legislature recently passed a law requiring local cops to support enforcement of federal immigration laws. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And public health officials are projecting a serious economic impact on Florida if the House budget resolution slashing $1 trillion in funding for the committees overseeing Medicaid and SNAP actually passes. George Washington University School of Public Health projects Florida's GDP could fall by $4.5 billion next year as a result of these proposed federal cuts.
Okay, Bill, in Florida's legislature aims to allow more teenagers to work jobs for longer hours on school days. Eben Brown has more. He's on the streets of Miami today, by the way.
Florida's state lawmakers could pass bills doing away with hours restrictions for employment of 16 and 17-year-olds for when school is in session. The same proposed changes would also give more employment availability to 14 and 15-year-olds, including allowing teens of that age to work nearly full days on school days if they are home or virtually schooled. The measure is supported by Governor Ron DeSantis, though his opponents say his crackdown on illegal migrant employment necessitates putting children into the workforce at the expense of education. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And a bill that would have allowed guns on college campuses won't be moving forward in Tallahassee. A state Senate committee yesterday rejected a bill to legalize concealed carry at colleges and universities. Brevard County Republican Randy Fine sponsored the bill, and he says he was inspired to file it after seeing the pro-Palestinian rallies on college campuses across the country last year. Fine says an 18 or 19-year-old deserves to be able to fight their way out of a building.
Okay, recently a report shocked social media users, and it was all about that Chipotle rumor that was circulating the area here. And the way it was framed, it was headline, Chipotle closing all of its locations. Not true. It's just another social media rumor. Yeah, the company's going to be okay. It actually has plans to expand. Chipotle will open between 315 and 345 new restaurants this year alone.
And the FAA issuing temporary flight restrictions ahead of President Trump's anticipated return to Palm Beach this weekend. They take effect Friday and last through Sunday. If the travel plans are correct, it will be Trump's eighth visit to Florida since his inauguration. Palm Beach has not yet announced road closures, but that usually happens later in the week.
Okay, Senate Bill 918 is targeting child labor laws. If passed, it would allow children as young as 14 to work overnight shifts and overnight jobs during the school week. That's one of the big stories that we are following here today. Also today, the Senate Pre-K-12 Education Appropriations Committee is discussing SPB 7030. That bill will affect public schools and the voucher programs. The bill uses an educational enrollment stabilization program to provide supplemental money for enrollment and voucher programs.
All righty, just about 5:19. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got a deep dive into some national headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that he was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tired of wandering the aisles of those big box stores, struggling to find the help you need? At Home Outlet, we do things differently. First, we guarantee the lowest price on kitchens, baths, floors, and more. Find it cheaper somewhere else? We'll beat it by 10%. Second, we're employee-owned. Yep, the folks helping you design your dream kitchen actually own the place. You're not just another customer to us. You're the customer. So why deal with the other stores? Break up with the big box and upgrade to Home Outlet. Find a location near you at homeoutlet.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Bruce Woody of the ECUA about the preparations and implementation of filtering systems for PFAS, now that that is a regulated substance. Short note, ECUA is well ahead of where they should be. We continue to do the hokey-pokey dance around the building of the Chappie James Monument. Continuing fallout from the text message thread involving the attack on Yemen with senior government officials and the head of the Atlantic magazine. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in tomorrow at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, major markets dropping this afternoon with the NASDAQ and S&P tumbling after a four-session win streak. It was nice while it lasted. Here's Hillary Barsky.
The major averages fell, led by tech, which dragged on the NASDAQ as investors weighed the tariff outlook. The president is scheduled to announce tariffs on auto imports this afternoon. Shares of leading automakers like General Motors and Ford fell on the news. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer, while consumer staples gained. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Procter & Gamble, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, NVIDIA, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 133 points. The NASDAQ lower by 373. S&P 500 down 64. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President Trump marking Women's History Month. In comments delivered Wednesday from the East Room at the White House, Trump said women have expanded the American dream throughout the country's history. The president went on to say women today are helping lead the country into what he called the golden age of America. Trump told the women in attendance that he believes they will be the next dominant leaders.
525 News Radio 92.3, a federal agency is warning that Congress must act soon on the national debt. This is to avoid a government default. Lydia Hu has more on the story.
The Congressional Budget Office is warning that the United States government could default on its massive more than $36 trillion of debt as soon as August if Congress doesn't act to raise the debt ceiling in advance. This is coming after the Bipartisan Policy Center warned that that default date could come even sooner, by mid-July. So this is really putting into sharp focus the work that lawmakers have ongoing to work on the budget reconciliation bill. Speaker Mike Johnson said that it appears that the House side and the Senate side are working toward an agreement to raise the debt ceiling in this reconciliation bill.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national headlines in just a moment. But first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, not seeing much. Do have some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, and still a lot of congestion on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The last major spot is going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on 9 Mile itself, traveling westbound towards Palafox. As for the weather, 80 degrees, low of 62 this evening. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 78, low of 61.
526 News Radio 92.3, an iconic 30-year-old ride at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom closing this summer so we can get a new show scene, updated ride vehicles, and gameplay enhancements. Ready for this one?
Yes.
This is going to make a lot of people sad. Buzz Lightyear's gone. Yep. Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin will close in August. It will take a couple of years. They're going to reopen it in 2026. New nighttime parade also coming to the Magic Kingdom later this summer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And that's I read about that earlier, and I'm not a big Disney guy, but I understand how important it is to some people.
I sat in those lines at Buzz Lightyear with my two boys for years and years and years. I rode those rides. And I stood in the line.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking out about a reporter being added to a group chat with Trump intelligence officials. He said the accidental addition of a journalist to a Signal group chat planning an attack was comparable to a butt dial, the Texas Republican said on an episode of his Verdict podcast. And he has no good explanation for why Atlantic editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg was added to the call and added that it was a screw-up. His words.
All right. News Radio 92.3, can't get better than that one. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy testified before a House Oversight Committee today. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from D.C.
The chairwoman of the NTSB told Congress today her agency has got more than 1,200 transportation accidents it's investigating, but there are two notable accidents that remain top of mind. Today marks 1 year since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. That collapse came after a container ship lost power, collided with the bridge. Six men who were on it at the time were killed, and an investigation into how the ship lost power is ongoing. Today, lawmakers also heard the latest about the ongoing investigation into the deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. That disaster killed 67 people. Today, the NTSB chairwoman praised the newly installed Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy for placing stricter limits on helicopter traffic in and around Ronald Reagan Airport.
Alrighty. Also got a texter dropping in, giving us a traffic update. Now you can always text in. We appreciate your input. 850-437-1620. They are letting us know that if you are traveling, this is going to be westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, passing Fairfield Drive. We do have some heavy congestion there. It's near the Brothers Barbecue restaurant because of an accident that was reported recently. Again, that is if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway, passing Fairfield Drive. There is some heavy congestion in that area, so we will be monitoring that for you.
Okay, an effort to ban Florida's public schools from serving students ultra-processed foods. Well, it hit a snag in the state committee on Tuesday after facing pushback from the industry that sells those products. Heck no, they don't want you to stop using those products. Lobbyists who represent powerful companies in the food and beverage industry urge committee members to vote down the proposal, arguing that it would disrupt their business. Heck with the health issue and saving lives and things like that. Give me the dollars. You can see where they're going from. Hey, listen, let me talk about the weather real quick. We're going to have fine. You're going to give us a nice snapshot. Local stuff. Stormy weather coming to parts of the Northeast and South. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
A rare severe weather event is unfolding across the Pacific Northwest on Wednesday. Cities from Seattle to Portland face the threat of strong thunderstorms, large hail, and possibly isolated tornadoes. In the south, a surge of tropical moisture is setting up heavy rain from Texas to Louisiana beginning Thursday night. Flood watches are already in effect, with some areas expecting up to 9 inches of rain and a potential for dangerous flash flooding. In the northeast, a weak cold front moving through brings temperatures from New York to Boston between the upper 40s and low 50s. Mostly dry conditions return on Thursday. And across the southeast, a weak front moving through will bring afternoon showers, otherwise comfortable temperatures running into the low 80s. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Okay, it's going to be very, very nice around here, at least until Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is the iffy day. I'm still not buying into it being a wash.
I'm still
pulling for it. You know
I don't think
saying?
It's going to be anything severe.
No. Oh, we won't.
No.
Okay, but we might see some rain. It's clear up until Saturday. Saturday will be iffy. Sunday, it clear comes back coming up in 7 minutes. We're going to look at sports, news, weather. A lot coming up. News Radio 92.3. We'll see you in a minute.
Fox
News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump announcing a new 25% tariffs on all cars not made in the United States, a move the White House claims would foster domestic manufacturing.
Car companies and every other form of company, they're pouring back into our country at levels never seen before.
The president also talked about reciprocal tariffs set to go into effect April 2nd, calls it Liberation Day in America because the U.S. would be taking back finances that he says were ripped off by other countries. Secretary of State Marco Rubio having bilateral talks with counterparts in the Caribbean. Speaking alongside Jamaica's Prime Minister, Secretary Rubio says there's a reordering of global trade and labor taking place.
It makes all the sense in the world to see more productive capacity, more manufacturing, more industry relocated into our hemisphere.
The secretary addressing transnational organized crime through the Caribbean, particularly in Haiti. America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now. Tesla shares fell about 6% today as data from Europe showed slowing sales last month. Investors are reportedly concerned about President Donald Trump's plan for tariffs. The European Automobile Manufacturers Association revealed yesterday that Tesla saw a 40% year-over-year drop in new vehicle registrations in Europe in February, while overall battery EV sales were up by 26%. OpenAI says they expect revenue to triple up to $12.7 billion this year, according to CNBC. CEO Sam Altman will be shifting his focus away from day-to-day operations and more now on research and product. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling more than 130 points. The S&P was off the pace by 64, and the NASDAQ lost 372. U.S. crude oil futures for May are under 70 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. I didn't see this one coming. After signing Jameis Winston, the New York Giants added another veteran QB yesterday in Russell Wilson. And who knows what this means for the Giants' draft plans. The only thing I can confidently say about the NFL draft is that Cam Ward will be the first overall pick. And after that, as long as the Browns and Giants don't trade up to the number one spot, then one of them should take either Shedeur Sanders at 2 or 3. But clearly there isn't a guarantee that either will do so. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to shoot your shot? Log into BetMGM and make your picks in our March Matchups 250K Pick'em for your chance to win a share of bonus bets. It's free to play and easy to get started. Just log into your BetMGM account and predict what will happen at different points throughout the college basketball tournament. You'll earn points with every correct answer, which gives you a shot to win a share of bonus bets. Just pick what will happen throughout March Matchups, and if you make enough correct picks, you'll win a share of bonus bets. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
I'm Robert Bender, your Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. The special general election is April 1st, and there are three ways you can vote. One, you can request a vote by mail ballot by March 20th. Two, you can vote early at any one of our 10 early voting locations from March 22nd through March 29th. Three, you can vote at your polling place on Election Day, April 1st. Whatever you decide, just get out your vote. For more information, visit escambiavotes.gov or call 850-595-3900.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Ricky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
To lose, I've seen better days. I'm gonna start on your place. I've seen better days.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
537 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And we were telling you a few minutes ago, I'm going to do a story here in just a minute on the makeover they're doing with Mega Millions. Did you see the numbers over the numbers dropped? As a matter of, it had a winner for Mega Millions last evening, I believe it was. Mega Millions now standing 20 million, 9.2 million venture cash option. They'll make the drawing Friday for that. Tonight, Powerball, 484 million, 228.1 million cash option. Both of these games, by the way, will play out at 10 o'clock. Play wisely and good luck there. Let's go ahead and talk about the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, I find this to be pretty interesting. It's been 3 weeks since the SS United States was towed into Mobile at the shipyard, where work continues to prepare the ship for sinking off the coast of Destin. Not everybody is on board with this plan. Jason Wade, with the New York Coalition to Save the SS United States, started a petition to stop the ship from going underwater. Wade says they have gathered 7,500 signatures so far. Once they hit 10,000, they hope to get the attention of lawmakers. Wow. FDOT reporting key resurfacing projects beginning next week. Here's something to look forward to. Look for construction activity on Brent Lane, Bayou Boulevard, from Davis Highway to Bayston Road, Beulah Road from Mobile Highway to Isaac's Lane. Lane closures, by the way, will be limited to those nighttime hours between 8 and 6 a.m. And don't forget about the 2025 Waterboys Spring Surf Classic coming this Saturday to Pensacola Beach. They'll do this at the pier. The event is scheduled for Saturday, but it could change if the weather turns bad. No matter, the competition will feature divisions for all surfers. And that's a taking a look at, real quickly, here are the top three stories this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All righty, yesterday we told you about Texas losing their men's basketball head coach, Xavier losing theirs to Texas. There you go. Stay with me now. Now, Xavier needs a new head coach, and it seems like they've got a guy who has the genes for it. They're hiring the son of a current men's basketball legend at its next head coaching position. ESPN reports that the school has agreed to terms with former New Mexico coach Richard Pitino. His father, Rick, of course, led St. John's to the Big East title this season. So we're going to have a bit of a father-son rivalry in the Big East between the Musketeers and Red Storm.
You know, that doesn't always play out to be successful. Just because your dad's...
It doesn't always carry over.
It'll be interesting to watch, though.
I was about to say, I'm optimistic.
It'll be very interesting to watch that one. Hey, Doug Vickery, named the new head football coach at Northview up there in Brad. He was the former head coach at Flemington. And basically, let's not forget about the Bayou Hills run. And they're going to try to get it in this Saturday. Starts at around, let me put it like this, 7 a.m., and then the kids' race is at 9. It's considered Pensacola's oldest running event and is partnered with the City of Pensacola to make it the official Pensacola 5K and 10K City of Pensacola Championship. So I'm hoping to get that in before the rain takes over on Saturday. Number one complaint about Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performances are in. Michelle Polino has more.
Kendrick Lamar's Super Bowl halftime performance sparked more than 120 complaints to the FCC, with most viewers taking issue with his language, dance moves, and anti-American themes. According to TMZ, 125 people contacted the FCC after Lamar's set during the Philadelphia Eagles-Kansas City Chiefs game at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Some viewers were also upset by Lamar's reference to Drake during Not Like Us, where he implied the rapper was a pedophile. For context, Lamar's performance reached over 133 million viewers, generating fewer FCC complaints than Jennifer Lopez and Shakira's 1,300 in 2020, but slightly more than Rihanna's 100 in 2024. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And keeping a bit with the NFL theme, veteran wide receiver Stephon Diggs heading to the Patriots on a three-year, $69 million deal. Diggs had promising stints in both Minnesota and Buffalo before just making a quick stop in Houston last year.
All right, Russell Wilson landing with the New York Giants. Now this should be interesting. Joe Morgan has the details.
Russell Wilson is headed to the Big Apple. The Giants have reached an agreement with Wilson on a one-year deal worth up to $21 million that includes just over $10 million in guaranteed money, according to multiple reports. The news comes just a few days after Jameis Winston agreed to sign with the Giants, though Wilson should be the projected starter in New York. Wilson spent last year with the Steelers, where he went 6-1 in his first seven starts before Pittsburgh ended the season on a five-game losing streak. The G-men own the third pick of April's NFL draft, and the organization is still looking for their quarterback of the future. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And NHL superstar Alex Ovechkin scored the 889th goal of his career as the Capitals came up short in their 3-2 overtime loss to the Winnipeg Jets on Tuesday. Ovechkin now sits just six goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. The Caps have 11 games left in the season. They're back on the ice tomorrow visiting the Minnesota Wild.
I always like to remind the vets of these free benefits that are now available to you. The Escambia County Veteran Services Office providing assistance on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no charge here. No appointment is required. Here's the phone number, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com. Do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex.
And the Los Angeles Dodgers set to visit President Trump in the White House next month when they will be honored for their 2024 World Series title. The visit is scheduled for April 7th when the Dodgers will be in town to play the Washington Nationals. The Dodgers have released a statement saying they look forward to the visit. So first it was the Eagles, and now it's the Dodgers. Good to see some civility here.
All right, News Radio 92.3, country music, honoring its best with a new class of Hall of Fame inductees. Here's Michelle.
Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and producer Tony Brown were announced as the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. The three will be inducted in a ceremony held in the fall. Country music star Vince Gill made the announcement during the news conference, sharing his stories of connection with each artist.
Take her home.
Chesney will be inducted into the modern performer category as he made his first record in 1994 and had his first number one hit in 1997. The late June Carter Cash goes in the Veterans Era division. The late icon was represented at the announcement by her children, Carlene Carter and John Carter Cash. And producer and musician Brown is this year's inductee into the rotating non-performer category. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Looking at the roads here, do have some backup still on Gulf Beach Highway. Traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, there was an accident reported there earlier this afternoon, still causing backups. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather on a local scale, we're sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 78, low of 61.
Okay, maybe you're thinking about getting off work this afternoon, heading over to the beach. Green flags will meet you over there, so things are pretty calm out on the Gulf side. So take advantage of that. Let me kind of zip in and take a snapshot of our forecast coming up on the national front, especially if you're traveling this weekend. Expect wet weather heading for the northeast and northwest, and some storms are making their way towards the east coast. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the latest Fox weather forecast.
After record warmth across the west, a powerful new storm system will move into the northwest, bringing heavy rain, higher elevation snow, and a rare severe weather event today, with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Heavy rain is also causing problems for South Texas through Friday, while another potential severe weather outbreak could impact the central U.S. and Mississippi Valley, as well as the East Coast over the weekend into next week. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty, and more than two dozen Kohl's locations are closing. The retail chain originally made the announcement in January that 27 stores would close in April. Then CEO Tom Kingsbury said that they always take these decisions very seriously. Three locations in California, Massachusetts, and Virginia have already closed, and this Saturday marks the final day of business for the other 24. But as we stressed last hour, the Kohl's off of 9 Mile Road is not closing. That one's alive and well.
Okay, protected on Kohl's on 9 Mile Road there. Hey, facelift for Mega Millions. I told you I was going to do the story on this.
You did?
You're
just
no liar.
Let you get all, yeah, they're changing it around for you. Here's CJ Papa.
The Mega Millions overhaul features higher ticket prices, increased chances to win, larger jackpot starting amounts, and a built-in multiplier in all states. The new game comes online April 8th, with the first drawing that night at 11 p.m. Eastern. Players told us they wanted bigger non-jackpot prizes, and that's exactly what this new game delivers, says Joshua Johnston, lead director of the Mega Millions Consortium, adding non-jackpot prizes at every level are going up by 2 times to 10 times. It's the kind of value the new Mega Millions game will deliver to our players at every single drawing. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Napster just got sold for about $200 million. The file sharing app became famous 25 years ago for allowing users to swap music files free of charge and was shut down by lawsuits just 2 years later. In 2016, Napster became a music streaming service with licenses to stream millions of tracks. On Tuesday, it was acquired by 3D tech company Infinite Reality for $207 million.
548. FCC on Tuesday shot down CBS's bid to immediately dismiss a complaint over the controversial 60 Minutes interview with then-presidential candidate Kamala Harris. The interview aired just weeks before the election. Trump has sued CBS for $20 billion, alleging that 60 Minutes deceptively edited the interview in order to interfere with the election.
And speaking of Trump, his nominees to lead two major health agencies have been confirmed by the Senate. The Republican majority on Tuesday voted to confirm Stanford University Dr. Jay Bhattacharya to head the National Institutes of Health. He was a vocal critic of the government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the Senate also confirmed Dr. Marty McCary to lead the Food and Drug Administration. He was also a critic of the U.S. pandemic response and has been a contributor to Fox News.
You know, we were talking about maybe if you're heading to the island, green flags are flying this afternoon. But I do want to make note here, we do have a lot of listeners over towards the east. FDOH issuing a water quality health advisory for three parks in Okaloosa County: Liza Jackson Park in Fort Walton Beach, Clement Taylor Park in Destin, and Lincoln Park in Valparaiso. The water was assessed recently and did not meet the recreational water quality standards for bacteria.
All right. And Destin High School announced earlier today that it will adopt a four-day school week for the 25-26 school year, moving away from the traditional five-day format. The decision, made after careful planning and feedback, aims to enhance academic excellence and support student and staff well-being.
Yeah, I got that. But as a parent, and I'm going to put my parent hat on here, who check with the parents in terms of getting house care and daycare and stuff like that when you have the hours changing for your students?
And a whole extra
It is
day.
A very expensive venture raising children.
Right.
And so maybe this is going to...
I would like to know how parents feel about it.
Well...
Hey, parents, text in 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I would like to know that as well because I know there's... We don't know the full story in terms of laying it out, but I got to see it's going to cost more for poor parents with the decision. I hope not, but we're going to keep you posted. Just keep it on News Radio 92.3. We'll let you know about the good and the not so good.
Right.
With this story. Okay, number of female celebrities are being honored with women-centric awards. Michelle Polino has more on the story.
The Gracie Awards, an event focusing on women's voices, stories, and achievements across all media, revealed the winners of the 50th annual awards ceremony. This year's winners include Megan Thee Stallion, Kathy Bates, Kiki Palmer, Nora O'Donnell, Issa Lopez, Margot Martindale, and more. All recognized for their impact across TV, radio, podcasts, and digital media. The Hollywood Reporter's Rebecca Keegan also scored an award for her podcast, The Godfather, a film we can't refuse. Honorees will be celebrated at two events, a Los Angeles gala hosted by Fortune Feimster on May 20th at the Beverly Wilshire, and a New York ceremony on June 18th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
5:51, we'll take one last quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, this is something, I'm going to give this to you in case you're doing some traveling in the Midwest.
All right.
I want you to kind of put your hat on there and think about this. Midwestern Coca-Cola recall is in place today over foreign object contamination. Jeff Manosco has more.
A Coca-Cola distributor is recalling over 10,000 soda cans sold in Illinois and Wisconsin over contamination of plastic. The recall only pertains to 12 packs of Coca-Cola cans with a UPC code of 049000006346 or 049000028904. The Food and Drug Administration and Coca-Cola not giving an explanation for the potential contamination of Coke cans. It's listed as a Class 2 recall where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your business notes in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. That congestion is starting to break up, but it was caused by an accident earlier this hour. Also have some backups lingering on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kempstrand Road, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78, low of 61.
News Radio 92.3, I've been talking about this for actually a couple of months now. I just want to make sure that you're up to speed. If you're having a problem getting your driver's license reinstated, potential help is on the way this week. Scambia officials are holding a restoration clinic on Friday at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown.
All right. And NPR and PBS being accused of political bias by congressional lawmakers during a House Doge hearing over public funding for the outlets. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene claimed that hardworking Americans are being forced to subsidize news outlets with a communist agenda. NPR's head Catherine Maher and PBS President Paula Kerger defended their outlets, claiming they both subscribe to the highest journalistic standards and are not biased.
And if you bought a laundry detergent off of Amazon, you may want to pay attention to this recall. Here's Lillian Wu.
16,000 bottles of Woolite Delicates detergent are being recalled because they potentially contain bacteria, which could be a problem for those with an external medical device or weakened immune system. They could develop a serious infection if they come into contact with the possible contaminant, Pseudomonas species bacteria. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the bacteria can enter the body through the eyes or a break in the skin, but that those with healthy immune systems are usually not affected. The 50 fluid ounce bottles with pink labels and caps sold exclusively on Amazon. Customers are asked to contact the manufacturer, Reckitt Benckiser, for a full refund. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a vaccine skeptic is being hired to lead a department government study into any possible connections between vaccines and autism. The Department of Health tapped David Geyer to conduct a study despite extensive scientific research already proving there's no evidence that vaccines cause autism. Geyer has previously promoted the debunked idea and written papers about it.
All right, Virginia's governor is threatening to withhold funding to cities that don't assist with law enforcement efforts to remove illegal migrants. Here's Eben Brown.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is proposing an amendment to the Commonwealth budget that stops funds to cities or counties which declare themselves to be sanctuaries for undocumented or illegal aliens. Youngkin says Virginia law demands they comply with immigration authorities and detainer orders.
This is not a decision for people to make locally. This is for the betterment of all our safety. We're not a sanctuary state, and therefore we are not going to support localities that are declared sanctuary cities.
Youngkin is a Republican. Democratic leaders in the Virginia legislature oppose the idea, but we'll take it up next week. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Dollar Tree selling Family Dollar as it tries to reverse its losses under a new CEO. The company is selling it to two private equity firms for about $1 billion. The deal is expected to be sealed in 90 days, and new CEO Mike Creedon said the sale will allow the retail chain to fully dedicate itself to Dollar Tree's growth and profitability.
And we've had on the show on numerous occasions Scotland Wilson from Escambia County, meteorologist, head of emergency management over there, doing some wonderful work. And she's putting on this amazing event for girls 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Escambia Emergency Management is doing the hurricane presentation. The 4-day camp is going to be held June 10th through 13th at the Escambia Emergency Operations Center. We call it the EOC around here. Applications are open until Friday. Clock's ticking here. And can be picked up at the Escambia Public Safety Building over at 6575 North W Street.
And Lady Gaga taking her newly announced world tour to Florida. The Mayhem Ball will visit Miami and a few other North American cities before heading to Europe. The trek will kick off July 16th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas before heading to Seattle and New York City.
Okay, you got a gambling problem? The American Psychological Association say people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you need some help, here's the number, 888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. So take care of that. 2.5 million Americans have a problem. And they can probably help you out. Coming back, sports, weather, and a lot of information and news. Hold on.
NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.